Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Heathered Sixth Sacrament meeting and a very special one with our primary program today. I'd like to extend a warm welcome to friends and family and anyone new or visiting for the first time. Thank you for coming and worshiping with us today and being with us for this very special occasion. Bishop Alan Misbach is presiding at this meeting and has asked that I, Brother Beckstead, conduct today. By way of announcement, just a reminder that State Conference is coming up in a couple of weeks on December 3rd and 4th. I'm looking forward to hearing from our stake leaders and being instructed by them, those leaders who we sustain. Also, today there will be BYC that we'll be holding, so please come over by the Bishop's office. We won't be having it in the Bishop's office, but we'll have it nearby. Also, it is that time of the season for tithing declaration. I'd like to invite any members at all who have not yet come in to declare their tithing status to come if they can today after church. We'll be continuing to hold that the next few Sundays as well. All are welcome. We will open today's meeting by singing hymn number 93, Prayer of Thanksgiving, after which our invocation will be offered by Brother Gary Dayton.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful at this time to be together in sacrament meeting. We're extremely grateful for the beautiful facilities that we have to meet in and for the spirit that resides here and for the members of this ward and for the love we have for each other. We appreciate taking of the sacrament this day and to renew our covenants with Thee. We ask the blessing upon us that we might live worthy of those covenants that we take. Father, we're grateful for our missionaries that are serving throughout the world. Bless them with safety and success in their work and enjoyment as they travel and spread the word of the gospel. We ask a blessing upon those that will perform today, our primary children and those that have supervised and helped them and teach them that they might have Thy Spirit to guide and direct them as they do those things that they prepared for, that it may be under the influence of Thy Holy Spirit. We pray for Thy blessings to be with us through this day and through our remainder of our meetings, and we say these things in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The following member has been released from her calling. We propose that she be given a vote of thanks for her service. Sister Diane Butler as Relief Society pianist. Those who wish to express their appreciation may do so by the uplifted hand. The following member has been called to a new calling, and we propose that she be sustained. Will the following please stand if she is present? Sister Diani Poor as a Relief Society pianist. Those in favor may manifest it by the uplifted hand. Those opposed, if any, may also manifest it. Thank you. And we're for a very special treat today to hear from our wonderful primary children and their leaders. I'd like to thank all of them for their preparation and effort that went into this. We're very excited to have that. After the primary program, towards the end, after Bishop Misbach's concluding remarks, the primary will sing the first verse of hymn number 301, Praise to the Man, and the congregation will join in the remaining verses. And after that, the benediction will be offered by Sister Renee Bigler. We'll now turn the time over to the primer for their program.
Welcome, everyone. We're excited to see so many of you in the audience, several visitors and loved ones who have come to support the primary children, including our own wonderful stake primary presidency sisters. We welcome you all. I wanted to make brief mention in your programs this afternoon, we've included a comment card that at the end of the program, you can share your thoughts, your feelings, your impressions from the program with the children. And we'll be collecting these at the end of the program in little baskets. We'll have young women standing at the doors on either side. We hope to teach the children from this that when they share their testimonies with others, whether through spoken word or through music, that it can help to inspire others, strengthen their testimonies, touch their hearts, and uplift their spirits. At the beginning of the year, the children were challenged to read their scriptures, as the primary program theme for this year is, I know the scriptures are true. When they came to primary each week, they would share something that they had learned from the scripture reading by adding a link to our chain. This represents the time that you have spent as families reading your scriptures together this year, as well as their own individual reading. We have been humbled to hear of their testimonies that they share with us in primary each week. As Alma stated in chapter 32, verses 22 and 23, and now behold, I say unto you, and I would that you should remember that God is merciful unto all those who believe on his name. And now he imparteth his word by angels unto men, yea, not only men, but women also. Now this is not all. Little children do have words given unto them many times, which confound the wise and the learned. Today you are in for a treat. Our primary children are going to teach you what they have learned from the scriptures this year. And if we listen with our hearts, I know that we can hear the Savior's voice through the children of the Heatherridge Sixth Ward Primary.
I would have liked to. Hi, I'm Matt Noxon. We're the teachers of the 8 and 9-year-olds. And this year we've been learning the importance of reading from the scriptures. In 2 Nephi 32, verse 3, it says that... I'm glad they put a program up here because now I'm freezing. It says that if we feast upon the words of Christ, the words of Christ will tell us all things what we should do. To feast means to enjoy a beautiful, carefully prepared, and abundant meal. And the scriptures are a beautiful and bounteous, carefully prepared meal of spiritual things that we can feast upon. And they've been prepared by our Heavenly Father. And if we feast upon the scriptures, Heavenly Father promises that He will have that we can have His Spirit to be with us, and that His Spirit will tell us all things what we should do.
My name is Chloe Gasway. There are 4 books of scripture we use in the church: the Holy Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. President Monson shared the importance of the scripture to him. These holy words of truth and love give guidance to my life and point the way to internal perfection.
Hello, my name is Dallin Hill. Like President Monson, we too can be uplifted and divinely guided as we study the Word of God. My favorite story in the Old Testament is Daniel in the Lion's Den.
My name is Eliza Holdaway. Joseph Smith was inspired by the Holy Bible to turn to his Father in prayer, leading to the opening of the heavens and the restoration of the gospel. My favorite story in the New Testament is the story of when Jesus was born.
My name is Colin Beckstead. If we read the title page of the Book of Mormon, we read that it is written by way of commandment, by the spirit of prophecy and of revelation. It shows us what great things the Lord has done and has given to us, that we may know the covenants of the Lord. My favorite story in the Book of Mormon is when Nephi and his brothers get the brass plates from Laban.
My name is Tyler Hill. Jesus Christ taught the value of the scriptures to his disciples. He said that whoso treasures up my word shall not be deceived. I like reading the Book of Mormon with my family because it teaches me good values and of God.
Hi, I'm Maddie Noxon. My husband and I teach the Valiant 8 class. In Moroni 10, 4 through 5, it says, "And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort you that ye should ask of God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart and real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things." Heavenly Father has promised that as we read the scriptures, the Holy Ghost will bear witness to us and we can know the scriptures are true.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Christina Beebe, and I'm one of the teachers for the Sunbeam/CTR4 class. The children also learn that Heavenly Father has a plan for us. Our hope and happiness come from knowing who we are, where we came from, and where we can go after this life. Our lives are like a three-act play. We have the premortal life before we came to Earth, our mortal life, our time here on Earth, and our postmortal life, where we go after we die. Our life on Earth has purpose, and we can learn of Heavenly Father's plan in the Scriptures. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man.
My name is Ellie Gasway. Jesus created the earth for us because he loves us. I'm grateful for cats.
My name is CJ Chapman. Jesus created the land and the sea. I love waterfalls and mountains. Hi, my name is AJ Wagley. Son, Jesus created the sun. Moon and stars. I like to look at the stars.
I like to fish with my dad.
Jesus created the birds. Jesus created the fish. And Jesus created the animals. My favorite animal is a tiger.
My name's Taya.
After Jesus created the earth.
Heavenly Father
and Jesus Christ
created Adam and Eve.
This is the first family.
This was the first family.
Good job, Cassidy.
I am Rebecca Blunt. The family is ordained of God and is the most important in unity in the time of the eternity. Even before we were born on earth, we were a part of a family.
My name is Mikkel Ashman. I am the teacher of the CTR class, five-year-old class. Each of us is a beloved spirit, son or daughter of heavenly parents with a divine nature and destiny. As part of our Heavenly Father's plan, we were born into families. He established families to bring us happiness, to help us learn correct principles in a loving atmosphere, and to prepare us for eternal life.
Hi, I'm Gideon Young. We can be happiest in our families if we build upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love my family because we go on lots of adventures.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Walker. Heavenly Father's plan gives us freedom to choose right or wrong. Good choices lead to freedom and happiness. Bad choices lead to captivity and unhappiness. I can follow God's plan by doing what He and my family want me to do.
My life has a gift. I'm Sister Anderson. I co-teach a 6 and 7-year-olds. In primary, we have learned that Heavenly Father speaks to us through prophets. In Doctrine and Covenants, Jesus tells us that what I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by my own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants 1:38.
Hi, I'm Jet Bigler. In the Old Testament, we read, "Surely, Lord God will do nothing but revealeth His servants, revealeth His secrets unto His servants, the prophet." Prophets, Amos 3:7.
My name is Kian Holdway. We are blessed to have a living prophet today to lead us and guide us. He is called of God. Here he sees revelation for the whole church. A prophet is President Monson. A prophet is like a person standing on a tower. He can see things we can't see and tells us how to avoid danger. He guides us to help us to know what we should do. We are blessed when we listen to the prophet and follow what he says. Here are some things President Monson has asked us to do. Love everyone, follow the example of Jesus, pay tithing, support the missionaries, study general conference talks. No, President Monson is called of God, and I will be blessed when I follow the prophet. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
My name is Heather Holdaway. I teach the Valiant 10 class. As we studied the scriptures this year in primary, we learned that about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament and the Messiah of the New Testament. The Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ. We learn from Moses and the Pearl of Great Price that Jesus Christ was chosen to be our Savior and our Redeemer.
My name is Tyler Anderson. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. Article of Faith 3. Because of the atonement, we can repent and be forgiven of our sins.
My name is Emily Beckstead. Jesus Christ is the only person who has lived on the earth that has set the perfect example for us to follow. His gospel was a message of peace and goodwill. He walked the roads of Palestine, healing the sick, causing the blind to see, and raising the dead. He invited all to follow his example. I can follow Jesus Christ by being a peacemaker.
Thank you.
I am Janelle Young, and I get to teach the CTR 6 and 7-year-olds along with Sister Anderson. And the fourth article of faith says, we believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, second, repentance, third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins, fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. In our class this year, our primary children have been either baptized this year or preparing to be baptized, and we've been learning about faith, about repentance, and about the covenant of baptism, and each of the children in class understand that baptism is an important step in their lives.
My name is Grace Jackman. Faith in Jesus Christ leads us to love him, trust him, and keep his commandments. Repentance brings forgiveness. I am looking forward to being baptized next year.
Hi, my name is Corinne Young, and I would like to talk to you a little bit about baptism. When I was baptized, I made a covenant with Heavenly Father to always remember Jesus Christ, obey the commandments, and to serve and help others. Then I was confirmed and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost guides me and helps me throughout the hard times in life. The Holy Ghost testifies of the truth of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will also help me return to my Heavenly Father again and live with my family forever.
This is our Valiant 9 class. My name is Christy Gilbert, and I get to work with these beautiful children in the presidency with Sister Walker and Sister Martinez. One of the great things we have learned this year is the importance of temples. The family proclamation declares that sacred ordinances and covenants available only in holy temples make it possible for individuals to return to the presence of God and for families to be united eternally. The children in the primary understand why temples are important, and they are preparing to go there when they are older.
My name is Alana Young, and I'm going to talk to you briefly about temples. God has always commanded his people to build temples. The pilgrims worked hard to build temples where they lived. We are blessed to have four temples in Utah County: Provo Temple, Provo City Center Temple, Mount Timpanogos Temple, and the Payson Temple. I was privileged to go to the Provo City Center Temple open house. My favorite room in the temple was the ceiling room because of the awesome chandelier. I felt happy in the temple because I felt the Spirit.
My name is Sophia Jackman, and I can prepare to be worthy to go to the temple by honoring my parents to strengthen my family. I can also dress modestly to show respect to my Heavenly Father.
I love to see the
Hi, I'm Sister Martinez. In addition to learning about temples where we make sacred covenants, we also learned that our bodies are temples. The scriptures state, "Know ye not that ye are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." The primary children also learned that why our bodies are temples and how to keep them clean and pure like a temple.
My name is Bella Walker. I know why our bodies are temples of God. First, Heavenly Father created our bodies in His image, so they are a sacred gift. Second, our bodies are temples for our spirits. And third, our bodies are temples because the Holy Ghost dwells in us. Because of these reasons, our bodies, like temples, are sacred and need to be treated with respect by ourselves and others. I can keep my temple clean and pure by dressing modestly, living the word of wisdom, and reading, watching, and listening to wholesome things.
My name is McKay Perkins, and Thomas Townsend and I teach the Valiant 11 class. And one of the things that we've learned in primary is about the restoration of the Church of Jesus Christ. And we've been studying the Book of Mormon, and especially most recently the time that Jesus Christ came to call 12 apostles in the Americas. And I really enjoy working with the Valiant 11. They're preparing to become young men, going to the young men program and young women program, and the young men are preparing for the priesthood. And I've always been impressed with our students, your children, for the honesty that they share in class, and for the challenges that they face in as they go into junior high and live life. And I'm really grateful for the example that they are to me in listening to the lessons that we teach and asking questions and learning more about Jesus Christ. I'm excited for what life holds for them in receiving the priesthood and into going to young women's, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hi, everybody. As Kay said, I work with the 11-year-olds in primary, and I've just been working for a couple months now. It's been a great experience for me. For those who don't know me, I'm kind of the anti-social engineering type, so I spend more time in front of computer screens and actually talking to people. So it's been a really great experience for me to prepare lessons and teach them to, especially children, who, like McKay said, are so honest with their questions, and it's just a great experience. And I just want to bear my testimony about the restoration of the gospel. To me, there's two parts of the restoration. The first is the part that Joseph Smith did, restoring the church and the organization and the keys of the priesthood. And the second is going on today still, and that's teaching people about the restoration of the gospel and the church as an organization, and trying to get as many souls as possible to come unto Christ. And this is especially important to me because I'm a convert of the church. I've been in the church for about 5 years now. And I just want to, whenever I think about missionary work, I think about Scripture and Doctrine and Covenants 18. It says, "And if it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring save it be what one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father." And I love this scripture because it brings such, kind of just describes the gospel to me. And the restoration is just, it's a gospel of joy and it's a gospel of hope. And I love it because my wife played a very integral part in my conversion and my wife's family. And of course, the missionaries who taught me. And whenever I think about my baptism, I think about how happy the Lord was that they put in the effort to teach me about the restoration of Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon, and the opportunity I had to read it because of them introducing it to me. Unfortunately, I'm the only member right now of my family in the church, but I have hope that even if they don't accept the gospel in this life, because of the restoration, because of the keys that have been restored, and because of the temple ordinance that we can do for others, that even in the next life, I'll have the opportunity to learn about Jesus Christ and accept his message. And I testify that Joseph Smith was a prophet and that he restored the church into its fullness. I testify that the Book of Mormon is true and it has great power in our lives. And I testify that Thomas S. Monson is a prophet on the earth today who can lead and guide us, especially in these times. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Wow, that was wonderful. It's my privilege to just close with a couple of remarks and a few of my thoughts. Before I do so, just by way of reminder, the primary will sing the first verse of hymn number 27, Praise to the Man, and then the congregation will join in, and then Sister Bigler will close with our benediction. What a wonderful program. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I am so grateful to the wonderful primary children of our ward. I'm grateful for the time and preparation that they put into this program, but more importantly, for the time and preparation that they put into strengthening their faith, being faithful, young, Latter-day Saints, attending primary, and living and learning the simple truths of the gospel that they shared with us today. This is my fifth primary program, serving as your bishop. So this is the fifth time that I've been able to sit up here and have the best seat in the house. I sit up here and I can't see these children. That's the only downside to it. But I have a front row seat to hear their voices, and I get to see the program reflected in your faces. I get to see the smiles, the tears, the mouthing of the words of parents, and the joy on your faces as these wonderful children share their faith and testimony with us. We have indeed heard beautiful voices today. We've heard voices of children. We've heard voices of angels and the voice of our Savior, Jesus Christ, of whom I testify that he in fact lives and is our Lord and Savior. And I leave this with you in his name, even Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our dear Father in heaven, how grateful we are for thee. How grateful we are for the gospel, that we can have personal relationships with thee and with our Savior. And we are so thankful for these primary children today that modeled to us their relationship with thee and of our Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray that they can continue to be taught by these great teachers and that they can continue to draw close to thee and to know thee as we know thee loves them and us. Help us to be childlike and be like them. We're so thankful for their examples today, and we pray that thou would send thy blessings upon them and upon thy their teachers. Help us today that we can feel the Spirit as we learn and we gather to thee. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.